There's a reason we say easy as pie and not easy as roasted kohlrabi. Some produce is just puzzling to prepare, but a new cookbook tries to sweeten you up to the idea. The show's Annika Klein sees what's cooking.
Today we're cooking up penne pasta with fried zucchini and mint.
And garlic. The aroma wafts around this small apartment kitchen as ASU student Craig Anderson and two of his classmates prepare the meal. The recipe is from a cookbook.
Let's Eat Local, Phoenix Farm to Table.
It was compiled by these and other students in a class on service learning. Samantha Contreras pulls up the rough draft on her computer.
We have a list of vegetables that are grown locally here in Phoenix, and we try to get a recipe for each of those vegetables.
Basic bok choy, brown butter cauliflower soup, lemon, cucumber, and squash salad. A rainbow of veggies can be found here. These basic recipes are the students' attempt at offering one solution to a big issue. Here's Anderson.
I know when we first went into it, it was like, we're going to solve food deserts. And then the first time you see this big map of a food desert, and you're like, whoa, okay, maybe we're not going to be able to solve this by ourselves.
A food desert is a low-income area that has limited access to healthy foods. Think about families who live more than a mile from the nearest grocery store and don't have their own transportation. According to the Department of Agriculture, Maricopa County alone has 85 of these.
The economics of the neighborhoods don't warrant a normal grocery store, for example, to go in and spend the money to build a facility.
Dr. Sandy Price is the class professor. She says tackling the entire issue of food deserts was too much for a semester, so the class boiled it down to another, smaller problem. They noticed that sometimes, even when fresh produce is brought into these communities, people don't always buy it.
People just weren't familiar with what they were seeing. They didn't know what to do with an eggplant and so forth.
Enter the cookbook, with recipes donated by local chefs. The plan is to give it away at pop-up farmers markets and other events on food insecurity. The class is nearing the end of their crowdsourcing campaign for the book. Back to the zucchini mint pasta, which is just about done. Turns out, this is a new thing for Contreras, too.
I've never actually cooked zucchini before, so this is the first time I'm doing that.
Can you relate to how it might feel for someone else making this for the first time after they picked up your cookbook?
I had a lot of questions. I mean, I wasn't sure what to do with the zucchini. Should I peel it? Should I, you know, have a specific measurement for how thickly I cut it?
The cookbook includes a description page with information on preparing the produce. Then it's up to the cook to take the recipe from the page and into the pan.
I'm nervous.
Yeah, I am too, actually.
I'll go first. I have no problems whatsoever being the first person. That is not bad.
I would definitely make that at home.
The zucchini passes the taste test, and the book goes to print this week. For the show, I'm Annika Klein.